Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cade Minifalcha, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kia ora koutou, welcome one and all to another edition here of Capital Irish at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. It's Anthony Gaffney here again on the airwaves. Delighted to be back. Last show of the year. Once again, also have our main man Dougie in the Nerve Centre helping me out for the next 30 minutes. So put your feet up and hopefully you enjoy the show. So as I said, we're nearly at the end of 2021. If you're listening to this, well done. You've made it through a very challenging year. More importantly, you appear to have made it through Christmas, so you've not overdosed on turkey and everything else that kind of goes with that. So just to kind of set you up for the new year, we thought we'd just maybe have a look at some modern Irish music that you might like to kind of get stuck into in 2022. You know, they're actually, it's really amazing times for Irish music, and the time that I was growing up there and left kind of mid-90s, and like most of you out there, you do your OE, your world tour, and you stop off in God knows however many different spots, whether it's Australia or Boston, or, you know, we all make it here at some point, but you look back and you look at Ireland and you see the change that it's gone through over the past kind of 20, 30 years, you know, the glum old days almost of those kind of blokey singer-songwriters or kind of indie bands, you know, all over the place. Ireland's definitely involved into this kind of multicolored, multifaceted, multi-genre kind of fantastic musical epicenter of so many wonderful acts that, you know, we need to kind of delve a bit deeper into this and see what we can pick up. So the first one I'm going to pick up is Lisa O'Neill. She's a singer-songwriter born in 1982. She moved to Dublin at 18, I think it was, to study music at Ballyfermot College. You know, for 7 years, she would have kind of worked in places like Eddie Rockets and Bewley's on Grafton Street, you know, kind of trying to make a living while she was crafting her art and writing her songs. And luckily, kind of her first album, which was called Has an Album, was released in 2009. Probably a big breakthrough or a great nod came in 2011 when David Gray invited her to open up for him on his American and Canadian tour. So following that, she had albums in 2013, 2018, nominated for the Choice Music Award, made her appearance on the debut album, the trio Yorkston, Thorn and Can. And then in 2017 was featured in a film song of the film Song of Granite, in which she sang the Galway Shawl. So this is kind of one of her newer tracks that's just been released. I think this album's been featured in the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. This is Lisa O'Neill and Peggy Gordon.
Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I'm so in love. I can't deny you. breathe it not for you. To let the world know this, my troubled mind, it knows no rest. I put my head to a cask of brandy. It was my fancy, I do declare, 'cause when I am drinking, I'm always thinking and wishing Peggy Gordon was near.
So the next band I'd like to introduce you to, if you haven't heard of them before, is a band from Bray, which is a little town in County Wicklow. I often think it's County Dublin, but I think it is County Wicklow, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. I think there was a discussion there earlier about whether or not the borders would be redrawn. So I'd say if you're from Dublin, you'd say one, if you're from Wicklow, you'd say the other. But geographically, Bray, County Wicklow. This band, Wyvern Lingo, consists of Keith Barry, Karen Cowley and Saoirse Duane. They're a group of friends who kind of met at school, who stayed together, who originally started off as an opening act or a headline act, for the headline act Hozier, when he started kind of touring. So they've actually kind of started off really well in terms of their own music career, and got quite a lot of radio play in Ireland. They've been on a whole lot of different things, like Other Voices, which is, you know, a television series based in Kerry in Ireland. They've been supporting acts for quite a few other kind of main acts, and played at the Electric Picnic Festival as well. So I think even in 2020, they were part of an Irish collective of women who got together to re-record Dreams as a bit of a kind of charity fundraiser. I think it's kind of the rise of domestic violence, I think, kind of during the kind of COVID scene, has obviously kind of caused a bit of an impact. So Dreams was a song that they all kind of came together to raise a bit of money for, to help charities who could help people who are in that situation. This particular song is a fantastic number. It's a re-recording of Gwen Stefani's song, Just a Girl. She was in a band called No Doubt, I'm sure you will have heard. So this one is recorded at the iconic National Concert Hall in Dublin. And recorded, they're playing a beautiful grand piano in the background as well. So this is Wyvern Lingo joined by Loa with Just a Girl.
I'm just a girl. What's my destiny?
Next up, from County Kerry, we have an act going by the name of Junior Brother. Now, Junior Brother in real life is known as, or is called, Ronan Keeley. An Irish alternative folk singer-songwriter. Basically, grew up, moved to Dublin, began his career, got his name from one of, like, Shakespeare's or an Elizabethan play, The Revenger's Tragedy. Done quite well for himself so far, is named as one of RT's Rising Irish Stars in 2018. Again, nominated for the Choice Music Prize, gets great reviews in the Irish Times, appeared on all sorts of TV shows, you know, on Tommy Tiernan's show, 2019, 2020 was on, again, that show I mentioned earlier, Other Voices, which is set in Kerry. Basically another kind of up-and-coming star who's set for great things. I think, you know, born in 1993, so what does that make him? 2021? Yeah, he has it all ahead of him. So this is Junior Brother with Hungover at Mass.
Communion, I have to go away. The food in my intestine does not want to stay. Maybe it was the mulled wine done off since the fort. I have to get up and leave. Shit, this is awkward. Hungover at Mass, hungover on a Sunday. I made it through the river of all people's knees. Now what the church is looking directly at me. Standing by the altar, I think they think I know. I want to do a reading, but I just want to go. Hungover at last. My body's in a bad way. The devil in me. Oh, a fear has gripped me. I feel everyone's eyes. Even the baby Jesus statue comes alive. I'm nearly fucking splinting. How long's this fucking church? Does God want me embarrassed? Does Jesus have me cursed? All the lads from last night will think I can't hold beer. I'd rather be seen legless than seen throwing up beer. Hungover at Mass, trying to get the head straight. Hungover at Mass, maybe I drank the devil. Maybe the devil got in me. Maybe I drank the devil. Maybe the devil got in me. Maybe the devil got in me. Last night.
Great stuff. Next off the rank is a very special band altogether. Hopefully you've heard of them, but if you haven't, Fontaines DC are an Irish kind of post-punk band, kind of formed in Dublin in 2017 with five lads who consist of Grian Chatton, who's on vocals, Carlos O'Connell on guitar, Connor Curley, also on guitar, another Connor Deegan III on bass, and Tom Call on drums. And these lads all met when they went to music college, started bonding over their common love of music and all that kind of stuff, and start releasing their own singles and performing live after that. And we're lucky enough to sign up to Partisan Records in 2018. released their own album the next year, April 12th, 2019. The album Doggerel came out. Massive hit. Album of the year on Rough Trade Records website. Voted album of the year by a lot of the presenters on BBC Radio 6 Music, and was also nominated for the Mercury Prize and the Choice Music Prize. So these guys were definitely kind of orientated towards the sky and stardom. So the band's second album, A Hero's Death, was written and recorded in the midst of all this extensive touring that they were doing on the back of their debut album, and released kind of middle last year. So A Hero's Death was also nominated for the Best Rock Album at the 2021 Grammy Awards. I'm not sure if they won it or not. But this is a great song. This is Fontaines DC with A Hero's Death.
Life ain't always empty. Life ain't always empty.
Now I think that's kind of pretty much all we have time for. We probably will play out one little number, but before we head off, just a couple of things to look forward to in 2022. If you're into your wine like myself, you could go check out Toast in Martinborough, which is on Sunday the 16th of January 22, or the Wairarapa Harvest Festival, which is on Friday the 25th and Saturday the 26th of February 2022. But as per usual, kind of check out the various web pages and online content for what's going on in the Wellington region, in particular the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, Friends of Ireland, and the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. So we'll just play you out with this one. It's by Denise Chalia. It's a song called Anseo. And Denise is an Irish and Zambian rapper, singer, poet, and whatnot, a hip-hop artist based out of Limerick. So hope you have enjoyed the show. All the best for 2022. Slán leat agus gura magas. Ca kite anó.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.